Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Welcome to Homemade Business 101. My name is Isaiah. I have the pleasure of introducing the host. You know him. He's everybody's hero, my best friend. Will you please join me in welcoming my granddaddy, Baba Jahi?
Well, well, hey, good morning. Thank you, Isaiah, as you do each and every morning. Welcome the listening audience to this wonderful show, Home-Based Business 101. And we want to thank the 40,300-plus listeners who have tuned in to a show here on Home-Based Business 101, making us definitely one of the popular shows here on Blog Talk Radio that deals with business and home-based business. And so hey, we really want to thank you for tuning in and sharing your mornings with us. And today our topic is a good one. It's about connecting. You know, a lot of people communicate, few connect. Yes, very, very few connect. You know, it's important to know how to connect with people, especially your business. As a business owner, you want to definitely be able to connect. And so, you know, we're going to cover some points today around that can help you become a better connector. And so we want to focus on that because, you know, leadership is about influence, and connecting increases your influence in every situation, you know. And so there's things that you want to make sure that you do that helps you with your influence. You want to be able to be able to influence others. And influencing others is so important to make sure that you connect and make sure that you put others first before you put yourself. You know, too often we do is we put ourselves first. We don't prioritize things the way we want to do because we make ourselves the priority and not the other way around. The other way around is making the priority people that you're communicating with or that you're trying to connect with, because see, you can tell people something, but your main thing is you're going to be able to connect with them. And in order to connect with them, then what that requires is to make sure that you're not about making it about you. As I said earlier, show we did before, it's got to be about them. When it's about them, then they have a buy-in option. When it's about you, then they have a sell-in option. You know, are they interested because you're selling them something? Or, you know, is the fact that what you have to offer is something that they really want to buy into? And so it's very, very important that, again, as I said here, that you must be able to focus on others and getting others to buy in. And so, okay, let's call up a couple bullet points here. You know, there's three C's that John C. Maxwell talks about in terms of communication. One is clarity. You have brilliant ideas, but if you can't get them across, your ideas won't get anywhere. So your business, you got brilliant ideas, but if you're not able to express those ideas in a clear way, then your ideas are not going to go anywhere. They're just not going to go anywhere. They're going to stay right there with just you. See, the results of clarity is that it helps people prioritize and it gives people confidence. See, that's important. You know, you got to be able to give people confidence. Confidence is so important. And once you're giving them confidence, next is continuity. You know, continuity, you know. You cannot communicate enough. Experts say that you have to tell the average adult something six times before it is internalized. The challenge becomes communicating the message in such a way that it only has to be told once. Well, check it out. You're always going to have to tell people more than once. There's no way, you know. And some of us think, you know, hey, you know, I didn't told you, didn't you get it? You know, the bottom line is, you got to tell people more than once. So, as I said, that you know, this piece here is your continuity, and with that continuity, you know, the thing is that you're gonna share a lot, and continuity is achieved by consistent words and also by actions. So your words and your actions is what's going to help with your continuity. And that's so important, to make sure your words and your actions are together. And then the third C is creativity. So we got clarity, continuity, and creativity. To keep the message moving with energy, people need to be provided with a very creative way in which you explain the message. You know, this important with, you know, explaining it with experience, expression, bam. You know, so you got to be able to keep it moving with experience, expression, and example. You know, how do you express yourself? You know, your intonation, one of my speech teachers used to talk about so often, is, you know, how do you deliver your message? This is very, very important. That, you know, your message has to be delivered in such a way that the experience that you have comes across and it's expressed. And you also can give people examples. See, people need examples, something that they can vision, something that they can see. See, the example is something that they see that connects them with the vision. The experience is something that they do that connects them with the vision, and the expression is something that they say that connects people with the vision. So you got to be able to get people to do, say, you got to be able to do, say, and get people to be able to see. So that's important. And when you do that, then you're going to find that you can effectively get that message across. Getting that message across. You get that message across by following suit and making sure that you got a clear message, there's continuity in it, and you got that clear message and you got that continuity in it, and you're creative. See, facts tell, stories sell. See, people like to hear stories. So if you're building your business and you want to really get someone moving to the next level, then you got to be able to share with them a story that is moving, a story that excites them to action, a story that allows them to be able to see where they want to go, a story that they can identify with. Edgar Watson Howe once joked, "No man would listen to you talk if he didn't know it was his turn next." Unfortunately, that accurately describes the way too many people approach communication. They're too busy waiting for their turn to really listen to others. See, unfortunately, too many people approach communication. They're too busy waiting for their turn to really listen to others. In other words, you know, make sure you're listening. That's why we have two ears and one mouth. Make sure you're listening to others. Make sure you're listening to them. So don't be just on the edge waiting for when I'm going to get my two cents in. And so you never hear what they're saying. See, communication. So it's important for you as a business owner, you have to become a good listener, a real, 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 real good listener. That's what you have to be able to be as a business owner, a good listener. You know, by becoming a good listener, you're able to connect with others on more levels and develop stronger, deeper relationships because you are meeting a need. See, people, if you listen to people long enough, they'll tell you how to close them. It's one of the things I learned when I went to sales school. He said, listen to the prospect. They will tell you how to close them. See, it's amazing how much you can really learn from other people when you take time to really listen. So make sure you're doing that. And if you give people opportunity to share their thoughts and you listen with an open mind, they will always be a flow of new ideas. And even if you hear ideas that don't work, just listen to them can often spark other creative thoughts in you and others. Practicing good listening skills draws people to you. Everyone loves a good listener and is attracted to him or her. And if you constantly listen to others, valuing them and what they have to offer, they are likely to develop a strong loyalty to you, even when your authority with them, you know, is informal. So, you know, you want to be able to, this is so important, this listening. You know, I remember I took a class one time called The Art of Listening. How to listen to people. You know, and when you can listen and people tell you what's going on, you know, stories, I tell you, stories sell. Facts tell people stuff, but stories really, really, really sell people on what they're interested in doing. And it's the story that closes the deal. It's the story that closes the deal. A person comes in, they're looking at something. You can give them all the facts about this car that they're interested in buying. But if you got a story associated with that car and they visualize themselves and can relate to that story, it's a done deal. They're able to sign up and take action. If you don't have a story, my goodness, you can just keep giving them fact after fact after fact after fact after fact after fact. And they'll say, okay, sounds interesting. I'll think about it. But see, the story, you got a couple things you can do with a story. You can get them to laugh. The story also relaxes people. See, you know, it gets people to relax. And when people are relaxed, you know, they will respond different. But as long as you're giving them facts, then what they're doing is this. You're giving them facts about the vehicle. They're asking you questions about what it's going to cost. You're giving them facts about that. So you got to find a creative way to share a story with them. It lets you know that this vehicle is just perfect for them. I'm saying, again, I'm using an example of you selling a car, you know, and you got to come up with a great creative story. Other than that, they're going to be trying to figure out how to fit it in their budget and other stuff going on. You want to get beyond that. You know, so this is a very, very important lesson here today in terms of communication. Because communication is not just what you say, it's also how you say it. The key to effective communication is simplicity. Forget about impressing people with big words and complex sentences. If you want to connect with people, keep it simple. Keep it simple. You know, if you want to be able to connect with people, you want to be able to just keep your message simple, clarity, continuity, you know, creative, because the creativity part is where you do the storytelling, and you keep the communication very, very simplistic. When you start rattling off, you know, 15-letter words and other stuff to try to impress folks, all it really does is turn them off. You know, see, people want to know that you care, and when they know that you care, then, you know, hey, you're in the right place at the right time in the right situation, and everything will work out for you. And that basically concludes, you know, what I wanted to share today in terms of communication and being able to give a clear message in terms of communication. And with that, you know, I'm going to close out with a message. You know, I'm going to try these techniques within this message. As I've been sharing with people, the edges of the year are coming together, the old and the new. And as the old and the new come together, there's changes. That some of us wanted all the way back in January, we made New Year's resolutions and didn't act on any of them, you know, or haphazardly act on it, some of them. I don't know, you know, you might have some resolutions around increasing your income. And I'm giving you again, there's a sure-proof strategy that you can do that. And that's by having a home-based business and taking advantage of the tax deductions that are associated with that. Let me tell you a few stories. Again, I'm practicing this technique as we're going through this, and I hope you follow. I just finished doing the lesson on few, you know, everyone communicates, but few connect. I had a person whose taxes I did last year, and, you know, as we went through their taxes, they was like, oh, man, I really hate this owing. And I said, you know, well, you know, I'll work with you the best I can to get it, you know, as low as we can, coming up with whatever we can. I said, but if you'd had a home-based business for that calendar year, see, it was too late already. I'm doing the taxes in April of this year, so that meant April 2012, that was, you know, 2011. Tax. Yeah, because this year when I do taxes, I'll be doing. I think there a minute. No, I do take time to think of time. And so you know, I was doing her 2011 taxes. She's doing them in April. And she says, Tyler, is it any way in the future that I can get away from Owen? I said, yeah. You need to get involved in a home based business. She says, I really don't have time to do all of that kind of stuff. I said, well, I said, you got internet at home? She says, yeah, I got internet at home. I said, well, look, I'm going to share with you an internet-based, home-based business that you can do on your time when you have time to get on your computer. She said, you mean it's that simple? I said, yeah. I said, so let's do a projection. We did a projection, you know, because that year I got her down from over 1500 to 0 and 8. And I said, you know, you'll probably owe about $800 again next year. She said, what if I get involved with this home-based business thing you're talking about? What is my investment in that, and how would it turn out, and what do I have to do, and would it really make that much of a difference on my income tax? So we did. You know, we went through the scenarios. And so we came up with where she's getting $2,300 back on her taxes. So when I go to do her taxes this year, 2012, which I'll be doing, she has all her stuff together, probably by the first week of February 2013 we'll get it in. But anyway, she'll be getting a $2,300 income tax return. She hasn't gotten a return. She said in the last 10 years, every year, the last 10 years, she's been owing. She's been meaning to do something about it, but hasn't. She finally took the initiative to do something about it. Now, some of you out there probably can relate to this story. You've been telling yourself that I'm going to do something about it. That's all the, you know, but you haven't. That's a diminishing law of no return, which means basically the longer you take to do something, the more likelihood is that you're not going to do it. Now, that's a fact. But the story and the moral to the story is she took action. She decided to do something about it, and so she's looking forward. You know, tax season can't come fast enough for her because now for the first time in 10 years, she's going to get an income tax return of $2,300 for every year prior. She's been owing. She's going to get a return. a return, $2,300 return. So the moral to the story is that some of you out there, if you want a bigger, better tax return, hey, you got to take action. All you got to do is send us your email address to 252-406-0774 and say, hey, I want to get a bigger, better tax return. Can you help? And, you know, hey, we'll schedule an appointment with you, go through some information with you and all of that and do that and see, you know, what we can help you. But you got to act now because, as I said, the edges of the year are coming together. The old year is going out and the new is coming in. And if you wait too late, you're going to miss the window. The window will be closed, and you'll have to wait a whole nother year. See, that's what happens when you procrastinate. When you procrastinate, and it costs you a whole nother year for something that you can take care of right now. Again, all you got to do is send us a text to 252-406-0774, 252-406-0774. All you got to do is do that right now. W. Clement Stone said one of the things that we should do to get ourselves going in the direction we want to go is every morning when you wake up, 50 times, say, do it now, 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 do it now. So you do that 30 days in a row. Then when you go to bed at night, do it now, 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 do it now. These techniques are important. They work. See, you do that, then you're going to get yourself in a habit when there's something that you know you should do, as opposed to procrastinating and putting it off, you'll get it done. One last technique, if there's something that you're worried about, when you go to bed at night, do the following. Tell yourself, dear God, I'm going to turn this over to you and my creative mind, and in the morning, I know you'll give me an answer so you can go to sleep and rest. So, so important to be able to do that and practice techniques that can empower you and take you to another level. So don't forget, keep telling yourself, do it now. Write it somewhere big where you can see it. Say it over and over again, because if you don't do it, nobody's going to do it for you. If you don't bet on yourself, why should somebody else bet on you? And if you're going to be in business, you got to brush up on your people skills. You got to bet on yourself. You got to know how to connect with people. You can be saying all the right words, but are you connecting with them? Remember those three C's: clarity, continuity, and creativity. Include that all the way in how you go about effectively communicating. And credibility is one other one. Credibility precedes great communication. There are two ways to convey credibility to your audience. First, believe in what you say. Second, live what you say. See? People are going to do as you do, not as you say. People are going to do as you do, not as you say. I hope you got something out of this morning's broadcast and that it helped you with clarifying some things and how to effectively deliver your message for your business. Remember, facts tell, stories sell. Make sure you come up with some good stories. I shared a story with you this morning as I closed out about a lady who needed to make a change, had been procrastinating, finally did it, and it's going to pay off for her. You might be in that same category, but it will not pay off for you if you don't take action. So, hey, God willing and the creek don't rise. Tomorrow morning, be right back here at 9 o'clock with you with Your Opportunity is YTB. It's our Saturday show. Your Opportunity is YTB. So, hey, you got something you want to share or you need some help, just send us that text, 252-406-0774. We want to thank the 40,300-plus listeners that have been tuning into a show here on Home Based Business 101, truly making us one of the popular home-based business shows here on Blog Talk Radio. God bless you. Thank you. And love you, and I really appreciate your support. And this is truly listener-supported radio. Till next time, peace out. Baba Jahi.